College Station City Council and the College Station Independent School District Board of Trustees have met every 6 months. We try to do it twice a year, rather, for the past several years. And I have to tell you, it has just so improved the communication, obviously, between the two entities. But it's also really helped the staff and administrations for both groups to further their relationships. And we've got so many projects that work hand-in-hand. We need the roads going to our new schools. We need roads upgraded going to our new schools. And the council and the city staff have been really responsive to all of that, and you know, sidewalk projects and things like that. So it's really, really very proactive, and I'm really proud of that to be a part of all of that. But last night, College Station was hosting, and so for the most part, we presented a look at our construction projects, where we're at, what's going on, how much money we're spending, and the progress that's been made to keep them informed. And then they came back and talked about their road projects that are being built simultaneous to our projects and how they're tying together. And a whole lot of it's around the new high school, but some of it's out in the Greens Prairie Trail and Reuter Road site. We've got Greens Prairie Elementary, and the school district sought voluntary annexation because we were on a piece of property that was just outside the city limits, and the city granted us that, city council granted us that last year sometime, and so they worked with us on the sewer and the lift stations, and we just highlighted a lot of those working relationships and how well everything's gone because of all of this. The other thing we talked about, College Station ISD, of course, hopefully everybody by now is aware that with the funding levels being diminished so drastically at the state levels, the state budget, 44% of the state budget is public education. So it's impossible for the state budget to be hit so hard and public education not to feel it. So we've got three different scenarios for budget planning that we are working on in College Station ISD. And we don't know what our budget from the state, what our funding is going to be from the state, and we won't know at the very earliest May. There's a strong likelihood that they may have a special session because of the challenges that they face. And if that's the case, it'll be even later before we know what that budget, the funding dollars are going to be. We have to have our budget in place for planning purposes prior to that. We don't actually approve the budget until August, but we have to have it planned much sooner than that because we've got to plan for faculty and staff because we've got to sign teachers to contracts for next year and such. So we've got three different budget scenarios that we're working through, Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C. Plan A would be a minimal reduction in funding from the last, what we're currently going through, this current biennium that we're in now. We're not really focused very much on Plan A. Plan B would be a $4.5 million reduction over a two-year period, and Plan C would be a $6.5 million budget reduction over the two-year period. We are working primarily under Plan B option, $4.5 million reduction in budget for CSISD and maintenance and operations over the next biennium. And if we need to resort to a Plan D, the fourth option, then of course we will. We are doing everything within our means to not eliminate current employees. The superintendent has told the staff and employees at CSISD that they will have a job in 2011-2012 at CSISD, and all likelihood they should plan for that, but it may not be the same job. We may have people just changing positions because their current position may be eliminated. And so we just really don't know what all that's going to look like, but we are planning as well as we can just knowing that the situation is, from our perspective, pretty dire.
CSISD and the city of College Station have a number of interlocal agreements affecting the two entities. What happens down the road, theoretically, if Welborn becomes incorporated?
CSISD partners College Station, city of College Station, on many occasions. But we also partner, and we have and were partnering the county prior to that property being annexed, and we've worked with BTU, we've worked with, you know, so we're going to partner with whoever we need to partner with. If it becomes, if it's a Welborn, if Welborn becomes incorporated and it becomes, you know, Welborn Community or City of Welborn, whatever they become, then we would expect to be able to partner with them. And as much as they can partner.
From the Board of Trustees side of the meeting last night, did y'all take any official votes on anything?
No. We presented our budget situation. Good public place to do that.
I see this thing in here again about hike and bike trails. What
they were talking about, hike and bike trails and sidewalks and how they interact with back and forth to school and things like that. And the places that they have them, the places that they don't have them. And they did. They just flat out said the majority of our biking trails and biking lanes were designed to communicate from South College Station to Texas A&M. He said, we're trying to get more cars off the road on that north-south, and if we put people on bicycles, then that's great. And we want to make it where they can if they want to take advantage of that. And so somebody asked the question, do you have a way to monitor that? Do you know how many people are using them and bicycles? And then they said, there's just no way to do it. The positive aspects of the meeting were just that open communication, and it was the warm and fuzzies, everybody sharing lasagna. And, you know, we were at the transportation facility. That's the first time a lot of them had seen that.
Was there anything else that was discussed last night that wasn't on the agenda?
Under some of the unilateral agreements that they have, they talked about, the only specific things were they we've got two-way radios that belong to the police station or the police department, and every principal on every campus ever has one, and we've got several in the admin building. So in case of a power outage or some kind of real emergency, I mean, they always reference the power outages, but let's be honest. If something horrible were to happen at one of the campuses, they could respond quicker. And that's one of those things most people don't know is one of those crossover agreements. They call them SROs, school resource officers. I think that's a great program. We talked about that one a little bit. You know, they got a joint use agreement with the Natatorium. It's on school property, but the city actually runs it because they run swimming pool programs. That takes it from just being high school swim team or junior high swim class. It makes it, you know, more public. So that swim clubs use it. I think they have adult swim evenings and things like that.